object. I want to think of it as a distinction between dialect and the dialectician. Does the dialectician have a sound? Does the dialectician have a sound? What if dialect is the ongoing disruption of the very idea of objective articulation? The problem is in the absence of a definition, but rather the continuing refinement of a range of descriptions. What's at stake is the radical impropriety of the name. Play a note, and then play another when it sounds good next to it.